Of course, questions of peace and security are of a political nature, and to find peace or peaceful solution for a conflict, first of all, you need a political solution. But I personally think that you can only have peace, long-term peace, if there is accountability for crimes committed during the conflict. And this is where international prosecutors are coming in to look at the actions of the different parties to a conflict to see if there have been violations of the Geneva Conventions, if there have been war crimes committed, crimes against humanity or genocide, and to conduct investigation and to make sure that those who bear the greatest responsibility for those massive crimes committed during a conflict are brought to justice.
What are the main achievements during your tenure at ICTY?
You know, I have the privilege of being the chief prosecutor for the last 10 years. It was a difficult period because we had to finalize a number of cases as the Security Council had given deadlines in the so-called completion strategy. So the biggest challenge was to make sure that the remaining fugitives were arrested, in particular Karadzic and Mladic, who are considered as two of the most responsible for the crimes committed in Bosnia-Herzegovina between 1992 and 1995. So making sure that those cases could be brought to an end was extremely important. Last year, with the conviction of Karadzic to 40 years of imprisonment, and 2 weeks ago with a life sentence for General Mladic.
So what are the remaining challenges?
The Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia will close its doors at the end of this year. And we have indicted 161 individuals. It is a lot compared with other international tribunals, but it's very little if we look at the number of crimes which still need to be investigated and prosecuted. In Sarajevo alone, there are more than 3,000 investigations still ongoing. So my message in that regard is very much that, well, with the closure of the ICTY, it is one chapter that is ending, being the international approach to the crimes committed. But there will be a need for many years to come to conduct investigations in Bosnia-Herzegovina, in Croatia, in Serbia, and other places, needing a lot of international support and a better cooperation among those countries.
One additional question. So, you know, despite difficulties, do you think that ICTY has accomplished its mission?
Well, I will leave it to others to make the analysis about achievements and failures. But having spoken with a number of members of the Security Council, which were sitting in the Security Council in the early 90s when the tribunal was set up, I think we exceeded expectations. It was not expected in the 90s, after 40 years of impunity since Nuremberg. I don't think it was expected that the tribunal would really be as efficient as it was at the end of the day. And today we are closing with no fugitive at large, with no investigation ongoing. I think it is a success despite the legitimate criticism a number of victims' associations will have because they had higher expectations, and despite some other criticism which is certainly out there.
So what is the most memorable moment during your service?
You know, I think the most important moments were always my meetings with victims and survivors, mothers of Srebrenica and others, survivors whose loved ones had been killed. Meeting with them was always the most important because they reminded us every time why the tribunal had been put in place, and they were giving us really all the strength to do what we were doing. But if I have to choose one specific moment, I think I would say is when I got the phone call that General Mladic was arrested. This was definitely an extremely important moment because we were waiting for years to have this achieved. He was a fugitive for 17 years. Many staff members have worked on getting him arrested. And for the survivors and victims, the arrest of Karadzic and Mladic was really the most important request they always had to us. So I would say the phone call in relation to the arrest of General Mladic.